Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beatty. It is Monday the 23rd of September at 6:32. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Dublin Stock Exchange, or Euronext, about how to staunch the exit of big companies. And we'll be looking at what to expect in the budget for small companies as well. And all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the international newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the exalted company of Kathleen Brooks from XTB. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Jay.
I hope you had a lovely weekend.
I did.
Let's start with Intel, who were in the papers over the weekend. They might be up for sale.
Yeah, they might. It's been a very busy weekend for Intel. So firstly, on Friday, there was an article from the Wall Street Journal to say that Qualcomm, which makes chips for smartphones, was interested in buying Intel. Now, that was something that just a couple of years ago, really, you would have thought absolutely not. Qualcomm was much smaller than Intel, but actually it's had a rough few years. Intel has. Its share price is down 135% just this year. Down 55% just this year. And that compares with Nvidia, for example, up 135% year to date. It's missed the boat on these kind of AI chips, and it's really been hit hard by investors. So we don't know how much that deal would be, but it's, Intel is worth $95 billion. So it would be one of the biggest M&A deals. It would probably come up against a lot of regulatory scrutiny. And then last night, the saga deepened because Apollo, so that's an investment firm, an alternative investment firm, has said that it's offered to make a $5 billion equity investment in Intel. So to avoid it maybe from being taken over, you might remember that actually Apollo has already invested in Intel's plant in Ireland. Mm. So it's a vote of more of a vote of confidence in Intel, but it's definitely in a vulnerable position. And I think it'll be really interesting to see how the market reacts to this because, it's fundamental business. Core business isn't necessarily where all the CapEx spending is going. The CapEx spending is going towards the AI chips, and Intel really isn't a leader on that. So it's got an interesting future ahead of it. That's for sure.
Absolutely. It is a giant company. I wonder whether Apollo are getting in because the share price is simply cheap at the moment. We will definitely watch that one. And as you mentioned there, Intel has a huge presence here in the Republic of Ireland. Microsoft might be opening a nuclear reactor for data center purposes.
Yeah, AI goes nuclear. So at the weekend, Three Mile Island is a big nuclear
infamous
plant in the US. Very infamous because in 1979, the most serious nuclear accident in US history. That reactor isn't going to be turned back on, but another one that closed in 2019 is going to. So nuclear energy actually hits quite a lot of, ticks a lot of boxes for Microsoft, because it's this clean energy source and it can provide a huge amount of energy. Because not only does Microsoft have to power its AI ambitions, but it also has to meet its ESG targets. So it's got to think about its climate strategy and the pledges that it's made towards clean energy. So it's agreed a 20-year plan. Constellation Energy, now that's the energy firm that's going to run the reactor. And this has had a massive impact on its share price. I mean, its share price rose 22% on Friday after that deal was announced. So nuclear provides about 20% of the US's energy needs. And it's got the world's largest number of nuclear reactors. So this could be paving the way forward because there's been a lot of concern about how AI will meet its energy needs and what will happen with the grids and so forth. So I think this could be the way, but it'll be interesting to see because you've obviously got Germany who's banned nuclear. Mm. How will they be able to play into this this AI revolution if they don't have the energy source? No, so I think it's a really interesting development.
And we don't have nuclear here in Ireland either. Let's move on to Elon Musk. He fought the law in Brazil, and it looks as if the law won.
Oh, it does. Yes. Unusually for Elon Musk, he looks to have surrendered to the Brazilian High Court. X quietly complied with demands from Brazil's Supreme Court so that they could lift a ban on X, because there'd been a ban put in place in recent weeks on X. So there was no X at Brazil at all in recent weeks. So they had ordered X to take down fake news posts, combat the spread of misinformation. And they took it very seriously, because the Supreme Court said that this was a threat to Brazil's democracy. Musk initially refused to do this, and there was a war of words between him and the head of the Supreme Court in Brazil, as you can imagine. But it now looks like they have taken down the accounts in question, and they have paid the outstanding fines. Now, it's not clear why he's done this, but I imagine it's something to do with the 250 million people that Brazil has. So it's a massive country with a lot of demand for social media. However, the Supreme Court has said that the suspension will continue because there's some other demands that they haven't met. So there's a lot still to unpack there. But it is a very rare surrender on the part of Musk. He normally doesn't do that.
Very rare indeed. And I wonder whether this Supreme Court judge, Alexandre de Moraes, is enjoying it at the moment. Kathleen, thank you so much for your time. That is Kathleen Brooks there from XTB.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.